Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bienvenue à Coffee Break French.
Welcome back to the Coffee Break French show. Moi, c'est Marc.
Et je suis Max.
Comment vas-tu, Max, aujourd'hui?
Mais très, très bien. Et toi?
Super bien et très content d'être ici encore une fois avec toi dans le studio pour encore un épisode de Coffee Break French. And these weekly episodes, we're helping you improve your French one coffee break at a time.
Exactement, Marc. And remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're listening to the podcast version, subscribe to the podcast feed.
Alors, qu'est-ce qu'on fait aujourd'hui, Max?
Today we're talking about the prepositions before a city or a country.
Parfait. Alors, on y va?
Allez.
Now, prepositions before a city or a country, it doesn't really seem like a thing, but it is a bit of a thing in French, isn't it?
As often, yes, it's quite complicated.
Yeah, because in English, if we say, like, for example, I live in London, I'm going to London, we use exactly the same prepositions if we're living in France or going to France. It's always in a place and then going to a place when there's travel involved. Mais c'est pas comme ça en français.
Pas du tout, not at all.
Okay.
I suggest we start with cities.
Okay.
So. Because cities is fairly straightforward.
Yeah, okay.
So before a city, it is always a.
But always a for both in and to.
Exactement. So using the London example, j'habite à Londres.
J'habite à Londres. I live in London.
Or je vais à Londres.
Or I'm going to London. Je vais à Londres. I said je vais à Londres. You said je vais à Londres. Both work.
Exactly, it's optional.
Yeah. So a with a city, but there are some exceptions.
Very few, and only one kind of exception. Some cities start with le, like the. For example, Le Caire.
So Le Caire, Cairo, in Egypt. So what if I am going to Cairo?
So that would be je vais au Caire.
So this is what we know. We know that a plus le gives us O when you're using the definite article, the masculine definite article, le. When you combine that with A, we get O. So je vais au Caire. I am going to Cairo.
Exactement. There's a few cities, Le Mans.
Ah, Le Mans, where the 24-hour race happens.
Exactement.
So if you are going to Le Mans for the race, you would say je vais au Mans.
Exactement. Au Mans. There's also Le Cap for Cape Town.
Ah, Le Cap. Okay, so I live in Cape Town.
J'habite au Cap.
J'habite au Cap. And the other one I'm thinking of is Le Havre.
Le Havre, bien sûr. La même logique. Same logic. J'habite au Havre. Je vais au Havre.
Super. Okay, so cities then, A, but if they're masculine and have le in front of them, then we use au. Je vais au Mans, j'habite au Caire, and so on.
And that's all there is to know about cities.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So for the majority of countries, it's fairly straightforward.
Yes, let's be positive. It is fairly straightforward.
Okay, what do we do?
So you need to know if the country is masculine or feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And how you figure this out is if the last letter of the country is E, the country is feminine.
Most likely.
Most of the time, yes. For example,
La France, l'Italie, l'Écosse, and so on.
Many.
Okay.
So in that case, you use en.
Mm-hmm. So, j'habite en France. I live in France. Tu vas en France?
Exactement.
You're going to France. So once again, the same preposition in French, en, can be translated two different ways in English. It can mean both to and in.
C'est correct. Mm-hmm. Absolument. But there are exceptions. Uh-huh. So let's say if it doesn't end with an E, yeah, theoretically it's masculine.
Okay. Right. So I'm thinking of, for example, Japon.
Le Japon.
Le Japon. Oui. Danemark.
Le Danemark.
Portugal.
Le Portugal.
Ah, super. So if it doesn't end with an E, chances are it's masculine and we therefore use a different preposition.
Yes, we do. And it's the preposition au, A-U.
So again, a plus le. So yes. Je vais au Portugal.
Oui, or je vais au Portugal.
Okay.
Both are perfect.
Or j'habite au Danemark.
J'habite au Danemark. I live in Denmark. Yeah. Exactement.
So, if it's masculine, we're using au. If it's feminine, we're using en.
And there's two branches of exceptions here.
Okay, let's consider the first branch.
So, if a country is masculine, ending with something that's not an E, mm-hmm, but starts with a vowel.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Okay, so if it's masculine, it ends in something other than an E, but it starts with a vowel.
Then we use en.
Give us an example.
L'Uruguay.
L'Uruguay, so that's Uruguay.
Uruguay, it's masculine, uh-huh, but it's en Uruguay.
En Uruguay.
It's easier to roll into the next word.
Yeah, I get that.
En Iran, en Iraq, en Uruguay.
Okay, so Iran, Iraq, both masculine countries, but they start with a vowel, and therefore we're going to use en.
Exactement.
Watch what happens with that en sound, because we always think of en as quite a nasal sound. It's kind of back in the nose and the throat. En. So en France, en Roumanie. But when it's followed by a vowel, we hear a bit more of the N of en, don't we?
Yes, exactly. So en Italie, en Iran, I think it's smoother.
It's smoother, almost. Yeah. So en Iran, en Italie, en Espagne, and so on.
Exactement.
Okay, good.
So that's one kind of exception.
Right. So what's the other kind of exception?
So we have countries ending with the letter E, uh-huh, that are masculine.
Whoa. Okay. So this is the opposite in a sense. So countries that end in E but are masculine. Is this where the likes of Mexique would come?
Oui, exactement. Okay. Le Mexique.
Yeah. Le Mexique. What so, else?
For example, it would be j'habite au Mexique.
Yeah. I live in Mexico, or we are going to Mexico.
Nous allons au Mexique. Mm-hmm. There are six countries like this.
Ooh, I always like it when we can count them in two hands.
Le Mexique, le Belize,
yeah,
le Cambodge,
uh-huh,
le Mozambique, uh-huh, le Suriname et le Zimbabwe.
Right, so we've got Mexico, we've got Belize, Cambodia, Mozambique, Suriname and Zimbabwe, all masculine countries.
Despite ending with an E.
Despite ending with an E. And we're going to use O with those ones.
For every single one of them. Yeah.
Fantastic. Excellent.
So one of the difficulties to learn and know the spelling in French, because, for example, lots of countries ending in IA in English,
yeah,
would be IE, mm-hmm, hence feminine.
Yeah. Okay.
La Croatie, la Tanzanie.
La Colombie.
Many.
Très bien. Très bien. Okay. There's one other group I'm thinking about, and that would be the plurals.
Or it's a whole new, topic.
Okay.
So if a country is plural,
yeah,
the gender is irrelevant, mm-hmm, which is good. There's, yeah, only one kind of plural. And then we use AUX.
Okay. Oh. So aux États-Unis.
Aux États-Unis. Yeah, it's plural, United States.
So in the United States or to the United States. Nous allons aux États-Unis. We are going to the United States, or ils habitent aux États-Unis. They are living in the United States.
Exact. And there's several countries that are, mm-hmm, plural. Les Philippines, so j'habite aux Philippines.
So AUX in the Philippines.
Les Pays-Bas.
Yeah, the Netherlands. So nous allons aux Pays-Bas, AUX. We're going to the Netherlands.
Voilà, so if it's plural, it's OAUX.
Très bien. So let's just review so far. We've talked about going to or living in places like towns or cities, and that's always a, unless the city is starting with le, like Le Havre, Le Mans, Le Cap, and Le Caire.
Exactement.
Okay. Then we looked at countries, and the kind of general rule is if you want to guess, then you can probably guess pretty accurately with en, because most feminine countries will use en.
Yes, correct.
But the exceptions, two branches of the exception.
So some countries that do not end with an E, but are still using en. Mm-hmm. That's countries starting with a vowel.
Yeah, so Iran, Uruguay.
En Uruguay, oui, exactement.
And then we also had countries which do end in an E, but are masculine.
Oui, le Mexique, le Mozambique.
And yeah, so those six ones there. And then we also learned about countries which are, they're masculine anyway. So these are the countries that don't end in E's.
Yes.
Normally, like Denmark, Portugal, Japan.
Yes, the regular.
Okay, good. There's one other area that I am wondering about, and that is islands.
Islands can be a bit tricky. Why? Because the rest is so straightforward, we needed a little complication here. Mm-hmm,
okay.
So for islands that are countries, usually it's a, because the countries do not have an article. So it's not le or la Cuba, it's simply Cuba. So a Cuba.
A Cuba, okay. So what other countries would fit into that?
A Chypre.
A Chypre, so Cyprus.
A Malte.
Malta, yeah.
A Madagascar.
Okay, yeah.
So island countries.
Yep.
But they can also be plural. Mm-hmm. In that case, the plural rule takes over and it's O-A-U-X.
So aux Seychelles.
Aux Seychelles, yeah. Aux Maldives, aux Bahamas.
Nice places, yeah, okay. So A-U-X for plural island groups, okay?
Yes. Well, slight exceptions that's very blurry is if the islands are close to France geographically.
Oh, la, 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 la.
It can be en for some of them.
Okay, so I think in this case, we'd probably be better just learning those ones. And the first one that comes to mind is en Corse.
En Corse, yeah. Yes. And the Italian islands, en Sardaigne, en Sicile.
Uh-huh. But en Mallorca ou à Mallorca?
C'est plutôt à. À. So it's a very blurry, it's not a straight black or white rule.
Okay. So I think as Mike said, we just learn these ones. I think we should just really learn these ones, and particularly the ones that you're going to be talking about.
Exactly. One by one,
yeah.
All you need.
As you need them. So there we have it. Today we've been talking about whether to use a or o or en or different prepositions that you use with places, with towns, with cities, with countries, with islands. And
we can finish on a positive note.
Vas-y, je t'en prie.
Les continents, all of them are en.
Fantastic. Good news to finish with there today. We hope that you have enjoyed this lesson and found it useful tidying up or tightening up all these little points about using prepositions with countries and places. If you'd like examples, further examples, and seeing all of this written down, we have a blog article to help you, and the link for that is in the description of this podcast.
And if you'd like more help with your French, we send regular free email lessons. It could be grammar point, a little bit of culture, etc. If you're interested, visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/French.
You can look out for the next mini lesson coming your way very soon. For now, merci beaucoup, Max.
Merci, Marc.
Merci à vous. Et à la prochaine.
Happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radio Lingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.